Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Gosh, Tito, you and I have talked about it here on the first two pregame shows as we get ready for the finale of this series, but it's almost like you're looking in the mirror, isn't it, when you look at these two ball clubs, because the one thing they both have in common, among other things, is you will play 27 outs, both of you.
You know what? Right now, if somebody compared us to the Astros, I would take that as a huge compliment just because of the team they put together. And it is early, but they're, the way they play the game, the way they have balance, the way they have a bullpen, they're a handful. And last night, you know, fortunately, we answered when they would score because you could tell they weren't done. And, I mean, you know, you make an error, you give them a little breathing room, and, man, here they come. They're fun to play, but, I mean, because they're good. But and I do hope that our team has a lot of those qualities. I think we do because, man, they get your attention by the way they play the game.
Boy, and another common denominator with these two teams, you better not be trying to play catch-up in the late innings against either the Indians or the Astros, because these two bullpens are almost impossible to score off of.
You know, and they've, again, they've done a really good job. They have put together, you know, that kid Davinsky, he's got a 27-1 strikeout to walk rate right now. Now, that probably won't continue, but my goodness, I mean, he went right through us. He can go multiple innings. They have guys that different angles. They have a good thing going. There's a reason their record isn't a fluke. And, you know, they've got ways, and they even have, you know, Altuve and Springer haven't played. So, I mean, they have depth. They've done some good things.
Tito, one thing last night really jumped out at you if you looked at the numbers, how you hit with men in scoring position, clutch hitting. You were like 5-for-10, something in that area. You've been hitting about 190-something this season. Is that something that can become contagious? Is there any key when you look at your career to hitting in the clutch?
You know, Hamby, it might come down to simply who's hitting. I mean, you know, the flip side of that is you want to give yourself a lot of opportunities, because if you only have a couple, you have to come through. And we all know that's hard. But we had some opportunities last night, you know, where we had second and third with less than two outs, didn't do a very good job. But then, like, Santana came around with a huge hit, you know, to take it from 1-3 and give us a little cushion that we needed. But sometimes I think it's simply who's hitting, because other teams – you know, we're not the only team that scouts, and they know who they want to face in certain situations against certain pitchers. And you might pitch around a guy, or, you know, try to get this guy. You know, all teams do that.
Is it too elementary to say it was a really good sign last night to see Edwin Encarnacion get a base hit on two strikes to right center and also drive a ball to right field for a sac fly?
I thought it was great. I made sure I reminded him of that when he came in. He's not going to hit the ball to right field all the time. He doesn't need to. But for him, last night was a great second and third. They're playing him to pull in the infield. He set his sights the other way. He got something up. He had a productive out. He had a sac fly and moved the runner. And he had a really good chance of getting hit because they were playing him to pull so much. I thought that was a great at-bat. And then for him to rifle a base hit that way, that means he's getting his legs under him more, or he can't do that.
And tonight you have Corey Kluber going. And, gosh, it just seems like when he walks to the mound, it just seems like this is a different ball club. And I know that's a little simplistic to say, but there are certain guys that just have a certain way they carry themselves.
Well, and I think he's earned that. I agree with you. I think, you know, he's worked his way into being one of the top pitchers in the game. And, you know, it's not easy to say that about a lot of guys, but he's one of them. And thank goodness he has. I remember back 5 years ago when he first came here, he's trying to make the team or trying to work his way into the rotation. And through a lot of hard work, this kid has become one of the best pitchers in the game, and it's fun night he pitches.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the rubber match tonight. It's Houston and Cleveland coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.